Greetings, and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, July 28th, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. GeoVax announces research program to evaluate needle-free, self-administered GeoMVA vaccine using Vaxis microarray patch technology. GeoVax Labs, Inc. has announced a research program to evaluate the needle-free, self-administered GeoMVA vaccine using Vaxis microarray patch technology. This study aims to validate a thermostable self-administered MVA vaccine platform for pandemic preparedness and global immunization. The proof-of-concept study will assess immune responses, delivery efficiency, and thermostability of GeoMVA formulated onto HD maps for administration in mice. If successful, this could lead to more potent immune responses, greater thermostability, and eliminate the need for needles. The HDMAP platform offers advantages such as self-administration, increased patient acceptance, higher immunogenicity, thermostability, and faster deployment in emergency settings. The study is conducted at the University of Queensland and supported by GeoVax, aiming to develop a thermostable, needle-free GeoMVA vaccine for pandemic response and immunization programs.
Lexzeria provides positive interim results on partial 8-week data from Phase 1b GLP-1 H24-4 study. Lexzeria Bioscience Corp. provides positive interim results on partial 8-week data from the Phase 1b GLP-1 H24-4 study. Dehydratec semaglutide reduces overall side effects by 36.5% compared to Rybelsus. The study shows a 43.5% reduction in gastrointestinal side effects with dehydratec semaglutide. These results demonstrate patient safety and tolerability consistent with the primary study endpoint. Lexzeria is encouraged by the interim results, highlighting dehydratec's superiority in reducing unwanted side effects compared to Rybelsus. The study is ongoing in Australia, focusing on dehydratec glucagon-like peptide 1 study arms relative to the Rybelsus control arm.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.